what an extraordinary group of young people, and what an extraordinary group of middle people, and what an extraordinary group of older people who have made all of this happen, these wonderful kids. First of all, I had no idea that you were really a bass baritone, and I completely get your sense of humor, which should bother both you and your parents. No, I'm talking to Potts. No, your sense of humor is another story altogether. And the affection in these families, the affection that they showed each other, just visibly, emotionally, it really is an example. It shows it is what it is that we value, which is fun, seriousness, intimacy. I loved the bridging metaphor for this because bridges, first of all, bridging is a good metaphor. Can, like any other, it can get you into some trouble. I remember in my first congregation, we had a guest minister, one of the actual giants of Unitarian Universalism, Peter Rabel, who gave a sermon on bridges. It was a metaphor. The talk back was, were you talking about suspension bridges or pontoon bridges? Is it a cantilevered bridge? And he's going, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor from getting from one place to another, but usually we use the road metaphor. Life is a highway. It's on the road with Jack Kerouac. Well, you know, the highway is a nice metaphor, and bridges are interesting because they go over obstacles. They go over chasms and canyons and rivers. Bridges are a sign that something is about to happen, that you're not just on that road, but there's something, and it could be dangerous, it could be beautiful, but pay attention. A bridge is a call that something is different right now, and when you cross that bridge, something will have happened. You will have gone from one kind of life to another. We also don't cross bridges once, but we cross them many times and many kinds of bridges during the course of our lifetime. And we move from safety sometimes to peril, from the safety of our homes, if our homes are safe, to the peril of our first experiences with true independence, which is certainly a challenge for most of us. I remember personally my first semester in college where I spent in the first 2 months my year's allowance. It's not an unusual occurrence, and it only happened once. Because part of the things about crossing bridges is you're going to make mistakes. And mistakes are where we learn. Mistakes are where we consider and are conscious and become better and more intentional. And we cross bridges and we recross bridges. We go across and we come back home again, but we're different. And home is different. It's a different kind of relationship. When you, our young people, cross bridges, we cross bridges too. I remember so clearly when I went away to college with a checkbook, we didn't have credit cards, with a checkbook and access to freedom, how excited I was in the great world that opened up for me, and how my parents seemed to have a little bit more reticence and caution to balance my wild undisciplined optimism. And later when my son went away to college, I wept copious tears after he left, not in front of him. I know I should have been emotionally more available to him, but I didn't want to freak him out, considering that he was going to Santa Cruz. Some of you will understand that. But we cross those bridges with you because we are recrossing them through your adventure, and we're looking back. And we know some of the world that you're going to encounter. We know the issues that you're going to encounter. But you are facing a different world. You are facing different kinds of challenges and learning. And you can learn from us, and we can certainly learn from you. Hearing what everybody said this morning, from the parents to the kids and the young people who decided not to speak, truly by our students we are often taught. And Juana, you put that really eloquently about what the learning transaction and exchange is. Learning is not a one-way street where we adults fill the vessels or light the fire or bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate the paper. It is a joint operation, and I don't mean joint that way. It is a joint operation where we are involved in a stop that, Jack. We are involved in a creative, cooperative adventure where we give each other nourishment, where we are on journeys together along similar roads across different bridges. But those bridges have been built by the people who came before us and the people, obviously, who came before you. And as you cross those bridges, be aware that they have been built and sustained by others. And as you cross them, understand that in that act, you are undertaking a sacred contract to build bridges for the people who come after you, for giving your hearts and your talents and your treasures to building and maintaining those bridges, to understand that generations do not live alone. We are not born alone. We do not adventure alone. We do not die alone. We move across at different rates and at different times and with different cohorts. But we are, in the deepest sense, together as family, with responsibility to care, to nourish, to nurture, to maintain, to know that when we get on this bridge and we look down at those chasms, that what is holding the bridge up and what's holding us up are these pillars and these roads that were built by others, that were built and supporting you with the learning, with the love, with the guidance, with the frustration, yours and theirs, that brought all of us to all of these moments together. I think I speak, and I rarely can do this for a group of Unitarian Universalists, but I think I speak for everyone when I say how proud we are of all of you, of your talent, of your compassion, of the love that you demonstrate to each other in your family, in your birth family, in this larger community, and to the larger community out there. You understand what we try to live by example, that we are a part of something greater than just one. And with all of the value that we put on individuals and individual choice and liberty, we also understand that we are together in this. And one final metaphor. When we cross those bridges, we have choices about what we take with us, about what we pack and what we carry. We can leave some things of childhood in the back, some things that we enjoyed, and some things that might have hurt or traumatized us. We can carry an awful lot over those bridges and carry through our lives that may weigh us down, but we have choices. And choices let us take some responsibility for what we have picked up and carried across to the future. We don't take it all. Our memories are selective, but our choices are strong. Choices don't give us absolute control over how we are going to be and feel, but they give us tools to understand that we can pick up those nourishing things, that we can take into the future and emphasize into the future the things that have formed us, that have taught us, that have inspired us, and that we can look back at this moment and at all the time that you have spent here, and that can be a resource, a bank account, a treasury upon which to grow, upon which to draw when times get rough and when you feel that you might be alone. That when you are crossing some bridge over troubled waters, know the love that brought you to those moments, the love that sustains you, the love that is always there. I think the line was used today in one of the songs. Take a picture with your hearts of this moment and of the love that we share, because it will beat in your hearts and be there for you as a resource for all of the bridges that you cross. Know that you are both loved and are worthy of all the love that you feel.